Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of September 2018, and this is the 872nd Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm at the lookout on Loch Lofty. It's a misty sort of a day. Good morning. And it's quite busy up here. Very overcast. It's soft too. It's very calm, no wind. I've come up here, it's a shorter walk again, probably about 40 minutes, but I'm going to go down a different way so that I can deliver something, an envelope to someone on the way home. But I just thought anything is better than nothing, and very different from last night, which was quite balmy. It's supposed to be warm again today, but not yet. And really, the warmth here in Tasmania comes from the sun, and if you can't feel it directly, the temperature is much, much lower. I'm just walking past a house that is right on the boundary of the reserve, and I think probably the boundary was changed to accommodate it. Some hanky-panky, I suspect, going on to get that permission. And it's been there for years and years and years, and probably built in the 90s. And for most of those years, it's clearly been empty, and the site is half finished. The house is finished, but the site is still cordoned off with authorised construction work only around it. So there's a lot of red plastic fencing that is sort of falling down and rotting. But I see now that there's a light on and a few curtains opened. It's always been an intriguing sort of place. The kind of place, because it's been empty for so long, that you, and because it's in such a controversial spot, it's a sort of place that you have to start speculating about, and speculate madly about what might have happened there, or what might have gone on. There's a similar, well, it's not similar, there's a house in the street just opposite mine that has been empty for the last 26 years at least, as long as I've been around, and it has a bit of a similar feel. And then there's another one that I suddenly lost my thread, because I was also looking back over the place that I was walking past yesterday, where they're trying to build these new houses on this very steep and not very stable looking ground. So there's this sort of building of the new, but these other houses that are uninhabited, The other place is at the is at one end of Knocklofty, and again on the boundary line, although this one probably not not illegal. And it was a hotel once. It was called the Panoramic Hotel, and it does have the most fantastic panoramic view, but it's been closed probably for, well, at least 20 years as well, without anything really happening to it, just caretakers occasionally. In a way, it's important to have these unknowable places around. It would be really sad if you never had to speculate or never felt drawn to speculate about what was happening or what had happened to a place. It would stifle the imagination. I was listening yesterday to a program about artists who are drawn to Cold War installations, and they're talking about why these places draw them in and how they were all very different, how some of them worked with sound in these installations, and some of them went to, when I say some, I mean one, the one of the people interviewed, and another one went to sit with the people he imagined had been there once, the idea of living in a place where its history is still tangible because it's been closed off often in its lifetime because of some external issue, well, like the end of the Cold War or the end of the war, that sort of event that suddenly makes something immaterial anymore, and there's no point from that moment onwards in keeping it inhabited or continuing with its function. A little bit of breeze. I've been walking down the hill again, and I'm now back on, I was going to say terra firma. I haven't exactly been flying, but it's not dirt road anymore or dirt path. And I've been looking at these wonderful chalked signs everywhere, signs that I don't understand, and they feel a bit like those empty houses in that, if you don't understand something, you try to find all sorts of explanations for them. And often something will drop into one's imagination that bears no reality to the sign on the ground. It can even completely remove any logical explanation that you might have a little information on. I'm reminded very much of Sean Tan's The Immigrant, which is a beautiful picture book. Hello, how are you? And then, and it's completely without words, but it follows a character, or is through the eyes of a character who lands in a new country and to whom nothing is clear, nothing makes sense. He has to make sense of these strange pieces of writing, and it's a beautiful book. So again, it's these little triggers that happen, or big triggers in the case of those big buildings. It's a bit similar to when I wake up in the morning and I don't have my glasses on. My surroundings are full of potential because I can't see clearly. This morning I was lying in bed and something about the way the blanket was folded, or had, when I say folded, that sounds as if it was kind of neatly creased, but had folded itself over my toes. And from my blind vision, or through it, it looked like a sleeping bear, quite a friendly bear. And if I just moved my toes a little bit, I could get the bear to breathe. Sort of know it's absurd, and yet really very much enjoy the moment of playing. It is now much later in the day, and the clouds have certainly gathered more and become heavier. And I think it's probably going to start pouring with rain just as I leave to go down to meet my fellow writers at the State Library. Certainly not bicycling weather, so I shall walk and hope the wind dies down a bit so that I can take my big umbrella. I'm looking forward to my chocolate pudding treat, my monthly chocolate pudding treat, and I'm looking forward to discussing it with our slightly reduced number this month. So this afternoon I have been reading one of the manuscripts, and it is taking me much longer than I expected. I was hoping to be able to hand it back tonight, but I will hand back what I've done and just keep going until I go. I think it's probably been a good thing to step back from what I was doing. I was listening to, what is her name? I know it so well. I'll write it. I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow. She was talking about epiphanies, and I've been waiting for one, as many of you already know. So it was quite interesting listening to her waiting for an epiphany. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you have been able to engage with or take time out from whatever's most important to you. Not to engage so tightly that your mind and heart don't have space to play. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.